Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to your Seize the Day hypnotic download from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name is Mark Tyrrell and I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge. To get the best from this session, please now make sure that you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down comfortably. Before you begin to relax very deeply, I'm just going to say a few words about having the courage to act when you need to, without excuses or prevarication. There is no time like the present. That's what they say. And in fact, the present is really all we have for sure. Strange as it may seem, the only reality for you is right here and right now. Everything else, your expectations of the future and your memories of the past, are all lodged in the part of your mind that imagines and recreates. People you know but are not currently with, places you've been to, and indeed everything that you are not actually experiencing right now, only have potential reality. So the reality for you is here and now. You could live your whole life as if there were an infinite amount of tomorrows, so nothing is necessary to do now. People who make things happen, who seize the day, act as if time is at a valuable premium, which it is, of course. Thoughts like, "I'll do that later," or "I might just do that one day," are cop-outs. If something is worth doing, it's worth doing or starting right now, unless there are real reasons, not get-outs and excuses, not to start it yet. The laziness of youth is a rehearsal for the decrepitude of old age. Seizing the day, which means seizing this moment, here and now, is about developing a powerful sense of urgency around your projects and plans. Your sense of urgency is what gives your dreams the lifeblood to come alive and work for you. Famous children's author Dr. Seuss wrote the following words: "Waiting for the fish to bite, or waiting for wind to fly a kite, or waiting around for Friday night, or waiting perhaps for their Uncle Jake, or a pot to boil, or a better break, or a string of pearls, or a pair of pants, or a wig with curls, or another chance. Everyone is just waiting. Don't be one of life's waiters." As someone once said, live every day as if it were your last, because one day you'll be right. So, as you prepare to relax very deeply, and to place all of your awareness on and into this present moment, here and now, you can just close those eyes right now and become aware of the sensation of whatever is supporting that body. The sounds of these words and the rate of that breathing, the in-breath and the out-breath, the position of that right hand and the sensations in that left foot as it begins to relax more fully. And any sounds you can hear in the background, and that left hand, and the sensations within it, and any sense of colour or dots of light in your visual awareness, that right foot, sensations of comfort within the body, a pleasant sense of sinking into your awareness as you relax deeper. Your sense of this present moment and how, contained within it, are any plans for the future, any memories of the past, and how this present moment can seem to expand, to embrace everything in your awareness, with an increasing sense of relaxation and comfort. Vague thoughts about this and that. A sense of the facial muscles softening, of the jaw loosening. That's it. Really beginning to relax now. As those background thoughts begin to soften and float away into the distance. A sense of energy and lightness in the fingertips. How that breathing can deepen. And just getting a sense of what a lake looks like beneath the stars. Reflecting each pinprick of light, each constellation. A quiet stillness, breathing the cool night air. How that lake can be completely still, a place of real magic and power, where possibilities abound. And what it's like to extend your hearing in that place, all around you, as far as the horizon in every direction. And listening to each tiny sound of the night, each blade of grass brushing against another, a tiny animal tiptoeing on the forest floor, the ruffle of feathers on a sleeping bird, the sound of water lapping at the edge of the lake, listening so closely with crystal clarity and focusing all the way into the depths of your own imagination. That's it. And I once heard tell of a man on a voyage across the sea in a great ship with many others. And halfway across this ocean, a terrible, fearsome storm blew up. The wind howled. The rain lashed. The waves reared high above the ship. The thunder rumbled and crashed. Lightning streaked across the sky, and it looked as if, at any moment, the ship would sink and all would be lost. And everyone was in a state of terrified panic, except this one man. And in contrast with all around him, he remained completely calm, perfectly alert, yet quietly still, while chaos raged around him. Eventually, after many hours, the storm blew over, and the sea became as calm as it had been before. And miraculously, no one had been hurt. And as the other passengers slowly calmed down, they turned to the only man who had remained unaffected, seemingly oblivious to the perilous danger they had faced. "How could you remain so detached and calm? We were just moments away from annihilation," they demanded to know. And the man calmly turned to them and said, "Tell me, friends, when is it ever otherwise?" And just too many people tiptoe fearfully, hesitant step by hesitant step, all the way through their lives, in the hope that they will safely reach their deaths. And when their deaths come, as they inevitably will, what riches wouldn't they give to have just one more day to really live fully? Just another hour they'd give everything they had to do something to really stretch themselves, to see what they were really capable of, to go full out and live properly and fully. If only they had another day to do it, and you might think how precious time really is. All the wealth and riches, the cars, the homes, the jewelry, the gold and money, people would exchange just to have a little more time, just an hour, just a day, time to live well, and really considering now what it's like to honor and value your most precious gift, your time alive. Here and now, with the knowledge that to honor this gift fully means to use it well. And you can think, right now, in your mind, of one particular project, one particular dream for your future. Maybe something you've been putting off. And just saying, one day, about. And realizing that each and every time you one day that dream, you're digging a potential grave for it to disappear into forever and ever. And that it's high time to turn that one day into a concrete plan and make what was one day become this day, day one, of taking those first few steps and acting now. Because your unconscious mind knows a lot about urgency, the urgency of danger, where you instinctively move with lightning speed and purpose to save the life of a loved one, not stopping to think. You just act. The urgency of seeing a large denomination note of money gently fluttering by the road, as yet unseen by anyone else, and what it's like to reach down and snap at it right up. The urgency of a child being allowed to unwrap your presents. Wildly curious, filled with exhilaration and anticipation. Your little hands ripping off the paper, grinning with delight when you find it's just what you wanted. And you can begin to get a compelling sense of urgency right now, in those fingertips, a determined sense of feeling propelled by a powerful force that can shoot up your arms and into your mind, a sense of feeling fired up from within, a sense of drive and purpose building in the abdomen. like an incredibly powerful engine, picking up speed, and that energy can begin to spin through each and every part of you, lighting you up from within. And your unconscious mind can begin to really remind you that it's time to really honor that project. Something you've been putting off. And breathe into it the life and the power and the energy of this present moment. Feeling that same powerful urgency and begin to see exactly when in the future that project will be finished. Perhaps years in the future. Perhaps just a few months or weeks or even just days away from now. And I want you to just get an honest sense of determination and real conviction that you aren't going to dig a grave for that dream anymore. A sense of urgency and giving it life, seizing the day and seizing that project. And as you get a sense of the benefits you'll have when you reach your goal, your own sense of personal pride and satisfaction and knowledge that you did it, you're delighted having stretched yourself. And you can begin to see before you the steps you need to take as clearly as someone seeing an even pathway in front of them through a forest to make this project a reality. The very first step, and how soon could that first step be taken? And how thrilling will that be to know this is truly becoming a reality? And the second step, and the third, and the fourth, and on, just taking a few moments now to review in your mind exactly what it is you're going to be doing. To get from the here and now to having succeeded at making this project a reality. And moving all the way out now into the future, feeling what it's like to have completed that project, to have made that dream a reality, and how it feels to know you've used that time so well, that you've lived so very well, and noticing the knock-on benefits that is for your life. And how much better you feel about yourself. Seeing what you'll see. Hearing what you'll hear. And how that has affected and improved your relationships with others. The change they've noticed in you. That's it. Really absorbing this as an unconscious plan. And now, you can just drift back to the present moment. All the way back to the here and now. And as that dream shines big and bright before you, noticing the clear steps of this wide path in front of you, leading all the way to the completion of that dream, I want you to just get a little reminder of what it means to seize the day. And the healers and shamans of South America constantly imagine the figure of death waiting for them just behind their shoulder. As a reminder that each act you make in life could be your last. So it is vital to honor each act you make by giving it your full attention. And always remember that time is so very precious because it is limited. That, of course, death eventually is waiting for each and every one of us. And the thought of neglecting that plan, that dream, of allowing it to be swept away and buried, and the thought of neglecting your own possibilities and reaching the end after a life only half lived, can give you a calm, clear, yet immensely powerful urgency to drive on and fill your life with acts in which you give all your awareness to being the person you're capable of being, and ensuring that you will be able to look back in years to come and know you've truly had a life well lived. And in a moment, you can begin to reorientate to the here and now and prepare to become wide awake. And when you do open your eyes, you can notice yourself having a tremendously powerful sense of being alive, physically filled with an abundance of life, and how precious that life is, having a real sense of existing right now, in this very moment, and feeling drawn towards making the most of every second you have, really beginning to relish life, its ups and its downs, like a thrilling roller coaster, the wind rushing through your hair, fully immersed in the experience. And you can just begin to come all the way back now, noticing the position of your physical body, and then, whenever you're ready, just open your eyes. Excellent. And remember, the more that you relax to this download, the more benefits you're going to notice. Remember also to check out other useful and associated sessions from hypnosisdownloads.com, such as Overcome Procrastination and Achieve Your Potential. My name is Mark Tyrrell of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you for listening, and the best of luck to you.